Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by senior from the Michigan Women's Club hockey team, Jordan Ellison. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Jordan. And how's everything going?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here. It's summer after senior year, and this is just a cool way to still feel connected to hockey, even though I'm not currently playing anymore.
Yeah. Is it crazy to be graduated from college? And what are your, I guess, plans for the summer and next season or next year?
Yeah, it is crazy. You think it's going to take so long to be a college graduate, and then all of a sudden it's just here. Right now I'm looking for research jobs in developmental psychology, still applying and interviewing. Ideally, I end up on the East Coast somewhere over there. Little bit of uncertainty right now, but still working it out.
Well, I hope it all works out for you, but I kind of want to start this podcast just talking about the beginning of your hockey career and working all the way up to where you are today. So from the research that I did on yourself, it says that you're from Northville, Michigan. So talk about growing up there and how'd you start playing hockey?
So I'm kind of a little bit of a special case. I didn't actually grow up in Michigan. I moved there in eighth grade, but my dad used to work for Ford. So I lived overseas in Malaysia, Thailand, and China up until eighth grade. So my dad played college hockey at Union. He was a goalie. And so once he had kids, you know, he always wanted to get them eventually involved in the sport. And he started my brother in hockey when my brother was around eight. He is 2.5 years younger than me. And my dad started a young kids program when we lived in China. I think it took maybe a season and a half of me traveling with my family, with my brother for his hockey tournaments to say, you know, screw it. If I'm going to be here on all these trips, I might as well play too. So I started playing in fifth grade, and I've been playing ever since.
Yeah. What's the hockey scene like in Asia? Because I'm assuming you guys might have been were probably the only ones that are playing the sport.
So the way my dad started it, there was a number of programs. We lived in Shanghai in China, and there were a number of programs around, but there was only one U18 program that was actually coached in English. My dad ended up meeting someone who also had a son my brother's age, and he also wanted his son to play hockey. So they kind of banded together, spread the word to their work friends, school friends, to bring this program to life. It's now got U8, U10, 12, 14, 16, 18, and it's all coached in English. So that's a nice opportunity for other expatriates who are living overseas.
I do have to ask you, what's it like growing up in Asia, and was the transition moving here to the US, like, was that a hard transition, or was it sort of kind of natural or not as hard as it might seem?
It's hard for me to exactly describe what it was like growing up in Asia, just because I never grew up in America. So it's hard to just compare. It was just my life. I met a lot of cool people. I've been to a lot of really cool places. And yeah, the transition back here was pretty difficult just because it's so different here. And a lot of people my age don't have that experience of living overseas in a completely new country where you have to speak a language that's not your native language on a regular basis. But I'm here now.
Yeah. How many languages can you speak outside of English?
I speak Chinese also.
Nice, nice. That's really, I heard it's the toughest language to learn. Just because it's like a lot of the stuff sounds the same.
A lot of stuff sounds the same, and there's also no alphabet. So if you see a character, if you don't know the character, you don't know it. You can't sound it out.
Yeah. I don't know if that's one language. I don't know if I'll be able to learn it. It'll at least be tough for me, but I would like to learn another language. I think it's good to be bilingual just because it's good to like know different people's cultures and stuff like that. I think it's definitely beneficial for everyone to do that. I wish here in the US, it was a little bit easier to learn another language. I feel like in other countries, it's kind of a common thing to learn another language. I feel like here it's a little bit different though.
There's also something to be said about just the immersiveness of the way in which I did learn Chinese. I was learning it in school, been learning it since third grade.
Yeah.
But speaking it every day and having to speak it, definitely made a huge impact.
Well, outside of playing hockey, did you watch any hockey growing up? And did you have a favorite player? I'm just curious about that.
Oh, of course. I watched tons of hockey as a kid. My dad is a diehard Carolina fan. He grew up a Whalers fan. So obviously, when they became the Hurricanes, that's where he was going to put his faith in. I've also always been a Red Wings fan. My mom is from Michigan. My parents met in Michigan. I lived in Michigan for the first year of my life. I would say I never really jumped onto the bandwagon of specific players. My favorite player growing up was honestly probably my brother. I know that's like kind of cheesy. But the most hockey I watched was watching my brother's hockey games, and I've always just been his biggest fan. He's still my favorite player.
What's your dad's thoughts on the Hurricanes potentially making the Stanley Cup final again? I know they're down 2-0, but you never know. So.
Yeah, that game one was crazy. We're very excited. Every time there's a game going on, we're in the family group chat, like, who's watching? Who's watching? I was the only one up for the four overtimes. But it's been cool to share that experience. The Red Wings haven't been outstanding in a little bit now. So it's really cool to have a team that you just like, and you didn't pick them because your team didn't make the playoffs. It's been exciting.
Yeah, no, I get that. My dad was a Whalers fan growing up, but he didn't want to translate his fandom to the Hurricanes, so he just moved to the Bruins instead. So
Bruins.
that's who I'm a fan of. I've
Breaking
been at
my
least
heart.
I at least I've been a fan of the Bruins my whole life, unlike him. So I try to get I give him crap on that sometimes, though.
All right.
Well, once you came to the U.S. in 8th grade, where did you play hockey before heading off to college, and just talk about your experience there.
So I was kind of a team hopper 8th through senior year. I was on a different team every single season, different travel teams. You know how political youth hockey can get. It's hard to infiltrate. I've been to the national tournament twice, my sophomore and junior year. And my sophomore year, we were actually national runners up. I've had some really great coaches on all of the teams I've played for. Some of the teams I played for, I played out of Ann Arbor here, then Kensington Valley and Livonia, just other suburbs around where I live. And it's just been a great experience, all in all, great coaches, and my best friends have always been my teammates rather than my school friends.
And how did your previous hockey experiences, I guess, help prepare you for club hockey with Michigan?
Hockey, regardless of the level, is obviously an extremely competitive sport, not just against the other team, but also against your teammates. You have to work for what you want, is kind of what I learned. I learned that if I just didn't like something about my playing time or just in like regular play or on power plays, I had to work for it. Nothing's going to be handed to you. And I really kind of adopted this just prove you wrong attitude. My mom always told me, you know, like if someone says like you can't do it, like just tell them to watch you do it and show them. So
And do you think, like, also just playing under different coaches and teammates must have helped prepare you a lot, just because you know what it's like playing in different systems and what different players are like? Because I feel like every player has similarities with other players, but also there are little differences that make them unique. And when you get to play with a ton of players like that, it helps you adapt to any player that could be on your team, especially since there's a lot of transition that goes on in college hockey.
oh, for sure. Every coach has their own philosophy. The ones that the buzzwords and the sayings that they're driving into you, that just play on a repeat once you're in the game situation. And then also just playing with a bunch of different people. I definitely have just been exposed to a lot of different styles of play, played a lot of different roles on teams. I've played every position there is besides goalie. Which was honestly super cool to get that defensive perspective too, because obviously you kind of know what the defense do, but you never really understand their point of view during the games until you're in it. And I think that helped me as a forward as well, knowing what things might be helpful for my team while on the ice.
Yeah, I like playing defense just because you got more ice time, and also you didn't have to score goals to have an impact on the team, which is something I enjoyed because it was hard scoring goals sometimes, I will admit that. Well, what's like the best hockey memory you have before heading off to college? I'm assuming it was making those national tournament appearances, like you mentioned.
My team, my sophomore year. So I actually went from 14U to 19U, freshman to sophomore year, because of a specific coach that I just heard such good things about. We ended up having a roster of 12 total players. So that's two full lines and two goalies. That's it. It was coached by one of the best coaches I've ever had still to this day. I'm still in contact with him. That season, we talked about winning the state championship all season, but I'd never won first place in anything before. So I just didn't know how tangible that goal was and was kind of doubtful. I really bought into our real potential though, about halfway through the season when I realized how well we were competing, despite the small roster. Like, I was in the best shape of my life. And then even though I was just on that team and part of it, my team would just always surprise me. We just kept competing and we kept winning, and we did win the state championship that season. My favorite specific memory from that season though, had to be, when we scored in overtime in the national semifinal. I didn't even want to be on the ice. I was just nervous and I was scared of making a mistake, but my coach was like, suck it up. Like, you can do it. Like, he put me out anyway. And I ended up getting the assist on the goal.
Nice.
I don't think I'll ever just like forget that feeling of having this like concrete evidence right there, even though it's cheesy, that hard work can be talent when talent doesn't work hard. I don't know. I've always loved that. And that moment just did wonders for my belief in that statement and confidence in myself.
Well, what's the Michigan hockey scene like? Is obviously it's not like Minnesota where it's like you play for your high school hockey team and sort of like you can get to college hockey that way, but it still seems fairly popular. Like, I would say it's the top at least two or three in hockey states in the U.S.
Yeah, definitely. It's hockey's huge here. It is different than we've got one of the, I guess now sophomores on our team is from Minnesota. And I talked to her about it a little bit just because she played high school, like she played for her high school. And that was never really something that I considered in high school, just because the competition was obvious, like always objectively better at the travel level. And that's just like interesting. I think there's no experience quite like playing for your school. And I've really loved that experience here. It would have been cool to have it in high school.
Yeah. Well, why did you choose to go to college at Michigan? What led to that choice?
Well, I'm quote unquote from Northville. My mom went here, so I've always been a Michigan fan. I grew up, I've been to hockey games at Yost before. I've always loved the maize and blue. In terms of me personally coming to college at Michigan, academics had always been my priority. I flirted with the idea of going out of state for a while, but Michigan just ended up being the best fit for me in terms of its programs and closeness to home. I have two younger brothers, and just being able to see them as frequently as I have the last 4 years has been super important to me, as well as having the privilege to have my parents in the stands for all of our home games. It's also the best university in the world, so I wasn't settling in any regard.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk a little bit about the major and the classes that you were taking in college.
Yeah, so I just graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Biopsychology, Cognition, and Neuroscience. It was kind of the perfect thing for me. Coming in as a freshman, I was kind of considering bio, psychology, neuroscience, genetics for a hot second. And I found out about this program on campus day, and I just immediately knew that was what I was going to be studying. So it's just like, yeah, a sprinkle of all the psychological sciences. And then my course load had more of an emphasis on developmental psychology. And then I also got a minor in Chinese.
Nice. That must have been easy for you since you already knew the language.
A little. It's always hard work.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm just curious, like, what was like the hardest part of that about that class then, or that minor?
Honestly, I think the hardest part about it was because I don't have to speak it on a regular basis living in America. I felt that I progressed a lot more slowly. I'd forget things a lot more easily, have to be reminded of things more. It's just languages are like, just like hockey, if you don't play, if you don't speak for a while, you're going to lose some of it. You got to get back up to that practice.
Well, let's talk about the hockey side of things now. So obviously the club hockey team at Michigan, it's at least from my research, it's been going on for the last few years. So what was the process like for joining the club hockey team at Michigan from your perspective?
So once I knew that I was going to Michigan at the end of my senior year, that was when I actually kind of started looking into what they had to offer in terms of hockey. I really wasn't factoring in hockey at all to my college decision and was honestly fully ready to just not play in college if that's what my school situation was. But yeah, I found out that Michigan had a women's club team. So I attended the Prospect Skate in April. We hold one every year. I still remember being at that before I graduated from high school and just putting on like the Block M practice jersey for the first time. And I was like, this is so cool. Joining the team, the process didn't fully kick off for me until about a week or two into my freshman year when we had conditioning skates and tryouts. So those were about five total skates. And I was offered a roster spot after the last tryout. Things are changing a little bit now as our program continues to increase in competitiveness and more interest is drawn to join the team here. But that was my experience with the process.
What's the tryout like? Is it just like doing drills for 5 days, or is it like skating drills one day, stick handling drills the next day, stuff like that?
So I remember our first conditioning skate, we did not touch pucks until the last 5 minutes. And I wondered why we even brought them out at that point. that was an experience. The conditioning skates were more, I think, just to make sure that everyone's like getting their legs back. They're also just assessing your drive, how hard you're working. They're watching, you know, how you're interacting with your teammates. What's your attitude? And then the tryouts, yeah, it's a lot of, we'll do a few drills, warm up the goalies, we'll do some skating stuff, got to check out what individual skills are, but then a lot of it is scrimmaging. And then just looking at how you work with the existing players already.
Well, was there any adjustment on ice adjustment that you had to make from playing club hockey compared to your travel team experience before coming into Michigan?
I think that the biggest adjustment that I personally made was just another level up in my confidence. I feel like I've always been a little bit unsure of myself just because, especially once I moved here and started playing with girls, a lot of them have been playing since they were like five, or at least skating until then. And I didn't start until fifth grade. And like, that's still young, but I felt behind, or like, not that I was as committed as the rest of them, but I remember giving myself a pep talk freshman year before a game and just telling myself, like, I'm here. I have the M, I have a number, I have a bag, I belong here. You just have to trust yourself that you're capable. Otherwise you're holding yourself back. And you got to give yourself the same amount of confidence that your teammates and coaches are giving you, because they're giving it to you for a reason.
Well, talk about what it's like playing in the ACHA and just the competition that your team faces every weekend.
It's a lot more serious of a league than I thought it was going to be, and I'm so happy for it. I really did think the choices were to play in the NCAA or join essentially a beer league for college students, but I was really wrong. The ACHA is a great league. It has teams from all over the country, and the opportunity for good, tough competition is present in every team we play. Especially this season, the competition's getting tougher and tougher. The rankings were so close throughout each week. I'm pretty sure that sixth through ninth place was determined by tiebreakers for the majority of the season because all of us were so close in points.
What's your favorite road arena to go visit? I know Yost is probably the best one to play in, but was there any cool road arenas you got to go play in during your college hockey career?
Yeah, for sure. Playing at Pegula during our roadie at Penn State was really cool. They're a fellow Big Ten school, and while their rink doesn't have as much old charm as our beloved Yost, it's a state-of-the-art facility. It was super cool. And then, of course, we had Nationals at the New England Sportsplex. That rink is massive and incredibly confusing, but it's just iconic.
Yeah. No, that's a good rink, too. And I also like Pegula just because the student section, I think, is awesome. And when they do the whiteout for hockey, it's like one of the coolest atmospheres to be a part of. I've never been there before. I would love to go, but you know, Penn State is in the bit of middle of nowhere, and I'm not exaggerating about that. So, well, based on the stats, when I was looking at your stats, based on them compared from your 2021-22 season compared to this past year in 2022-23, you improved a lot. So I want to ask you, sort of in your opinion, what was like the biggest improvement you made to your game that led to the offensive improvement that you had statistically?
You know, this was funny because when I saw this question, I was like, they improved. I had to go check. I feel like I sound like a broken record just a little bit, but with hockey, like most other sports, so much of the game is mental. I had a shoulder injury that took me out of the season for 3 months my junior season. That's the longest I've ever been out for an injury. I've never broken a bone. And it just kind of put this increased urgency on it this season, apart from it already being my senior season, just to make sure I go out there each shift and give it all so that I can just come back to the bench with no regrets. No, you're not upset about what you did before, and you can just focus on your next shift in 2 minutes. I ended up missing a combined 2.5 months this season, I'd say, for health reasons and another shoulder injury just on the other side. But it really just, again, it sucked, but I took nothing for granted when I was able to play. And it just like further demonstrated to me how much I love this sport and would do anything I had to make it last and make it memorable. And I do think that increased urgency I had translated to increased aggression when I was on the ice, and good things happen when you're aggressive.
Oh yeah. How's your shoulder feeling now?
It's pretty good. Physical therapy is an amazing thing.
Yeah. That's crazy that you had it, that you missed time missing one shoulder, and then the next year it's the other shoulder. That's just bad luck.
Identical injuries, just different shoulders.
I know. That's tough. Well, I'm glad to hear that it's feeling better. I do want to ask you about your team's performance this past season. Just talk about it and what you took away from it.
This past season was honestly more important than I can put into words. Obviously, right about off the bat, again, it was my senior season. I walked in knowing that to a certain extent, this is my last season playing this caliber of competitive hockey. One of my best friends and teammates, shout out Mariah Evans, and I talked all the time this past season, just when anything was good or we were just watching our team just have fun together. And we would just talk about how proud we are of where this program has moved. We've been talking since we were freshmen about where we wanted this program to go in our 4 years, and we understood even when we had just arrived that we would soon play an integral role in bringing the program where we want it to be. When we became upperclassmen, we wanted it to be more competitive. We wanted it to be more serious. We wanted people to have fun both on and off the ice while also succeeding on the ice. Cause come on, winning's fun. Mm-hmm. Being ranked in the top 10 all season was something that freshman year us wouldn't have believed. We really feel that in our 4 years, we helped build the program to what we see now. I would just say that I walk away from this team and program with just such immense pride in where this program is compared to where it started for us, but also pride in my teammates and their level of dedication to the game that we've loved our entire lives.
And obviously your team made it to nationals, even though you guys didn't win it. What did you take away from that experience in your final like games and playing college hockey?
This kind of ties into my last answer a little bit, but again, just this overwhelming feeling of we did it. Obviously winning at nationals would have been so cool, but the fact that we even made it there is incredible. It's the first time since 2016. So that's no small accomplishment for our program. It was a goal that I set for myself freshman year. And I still remember finding out, at like the end of February, I think, that we clinched a spot to go. And I was just screaming on the phone with my teammates with tears coming down my cheeks. Like, that's so dramatic. But when you hear that your senior season isn't quite over yet, and you get to have one last go at it, like, I was really, really excited. We didn't win. Leaving Boston prematurely was really heartbreaking, but it hurt so bad because it mattered to myself and my teammates so much. We had a lot of heart that weekend, and just the support we had for each other on the bench, even during those tough times, it was palpable. Like, we always had each other's backs. So I would say my biggest takeaway from it all just has to be knowing that this program is going to continue to grow and improve and become more and more competitive with the other teams in the league. I feel like I've been part of and contributed something really, really special, and I couldn't be leaving this team in better hands as I walk away from my time here.
Yeah, that sort of answers my next question, but just sort of like looking back on it, what's like the biggest thing you're going to take away from your Michigan hockey experience that you think is going to help you out in your future when whatever job ends up happening for you?
You got to work for it. If you want something, you got to work for it. Nothing is going to be given to you. You just got to work for it.
So we're now in the segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I love Taylor Swift so much. I also listen to a lot of folk music, like Noah Kahan. I'm definitely a lyrics over music person. So I think on average, my favorite songs tend to be slower ones. You do not want me on aux in the locker room. I'm not your guy.
Who was on Ox this year?
Erin Proctor. She is also a graduated senior, and she was great. She always pulled through with playlists.
Are you going to see Taylor Swift in concert? I know those tickets were hard to get to for some people, but did you manage to do it? Or is she? I don't even know if she's coming to Detroit or not. So
she is coming to Detroit June 9th and 10th. Nice. I do not have my hands on tickets yet, but we're working on it.
All right. Are you going to be one of those people that are like standing outside the stadium just listening to it?
You know, if it comes to that, that's what I'm going to do.
I don't even know if you could do it at, I'm assuming she's playing at Ford Field. So I don't know how you can do that because it's an inside stadium.
Yeah, maybe you'll be able to hear it outside.
I think you, I don't know if you can or not, but at least you got to try it too. It's like, at least that's from what I saw. But no, I do like Taylor Swift. I love the 1989 album. That's probably my favorite. That's probably my favorite Taylor Swift album. And that song Style, that's definitely one of my guilty pleasure songs to listen to in the car.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Now, what would the perfect day look like for you?
The perfect day for me would honestly just be myself being outside with my friends and family. I'm a big believer in you're never too old to just play. I just like want to be outside with my friends, listening to music, just playing anything like catch, street hockey, drawing with chalk. Just those simple things that I feel like people stop making time for, I really enjoy.
Yeah. Well, what's your most embarrassing hockey moment?
So I wear glasses. My prescription is pretty high. And I just recently started getting contacts, but I refused to wear sports goggles. I was like, I'll play with limited eyesight rather than look like a dweeb.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the puck is black and the ice is white. So there's a good amount of contrast between those two things. So it was never really an issue. But I remember one time in 14U, we were stuck in a battle on the boards. The kind where nothing is moving. You're just kind of standing there pushing against each other. And someone's big black mouth guard fell out of their helmet. And I very briefly tried to skate away with the mouth guard. Obviously, I quickly realized that it was too light to be the puck. But yeah, that was the most embarrassing hockey moment. My whole team saw, my brother saw, and he won't let me forget it.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But at least it wasn't on video or anything, so they can't look back on it. Now, let's ask you some questions about some of your teammates. First one is, who's the funniest on the team?
The funniest on the team? Honestly, I'd have to say one of my good friends, Robin Goldman, she is just as silly, if not sillier, than I am. I'm just never not laughing when I'm with her. She's the kind of girl who makes the entire locker room laugh. She's kind of like team clown in the most loving way possible. She's the best.
Who has the best style on the team? I would say yourself, but outside of yourself, who do you think has the best style on the team?
Thank you. Off-ice style, just clothing-wise, my friend Meg Bryce, she's got a good closet. On ice style, definitely Katie German, KG, or Maria DeCresi. Both of them just 10 out of 10 style on the ice.
If there was a movie made about your life, who would you want to play yourself?
This one took me a while to think of, but I'd probably say Emma Stone. I just love her. She's so funny. Also red hair, so that works too.
Yeah, I like the red hair though.
Thank you.
Well, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
You know, I would love to have lunch with my younger self, or maybe just a meal with myself at each age. I think a lot about the strangeness of feeling so different and distant from your younger self, even though she's still in you and you're still her. I think I've become someone and I'm still becoming someone my younger self would be proud of. And I just like want to tell her all.
Yeah.
All that's going on.
I think for me, since you are from Michigan, I'd say Tom Brady, Michigan alum.
It'd be
cool to hear how he made it to the NFL and sort of like being a very low draft pick and sort of persevering through it all. I think that he has a pretty cool story. So.
Oh yeah, he'd definitely have some cool things to say.
Last non-hockey question is: what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I'm currently reading *The Great Alone* by Kristen Hannah. is about this family who moves to like last frontier Alaska. It's summer, so it's my reading for pleasure season. And so I kicked it off with a really good one. I just can't put the book down.
Nice. I would say for me, like, this obviously relates to the first non-hockey question, but just seeing all the Taylor Swift fans and like how excited they are for that concert, like, I just think it's fascinating, honestly. It sort of reminds me of the Beatles from the 1960s, just how so many people are going. And I think she honestly is probably like top 10 most famous people on the planet right now, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Oh yeah, she is the music industry. My friends like say I need to be studied. Like, is she putting drugs in her music? Like, what's going on with this cult following? But she's great.
Well, getting back to some hockey questions now. First one is, for all the younger people listening to this, what advice would you give them on what it takes to make it to college hockey where you were just a few months ago?
One, I would say just don't ever close any doors for yourself. Like I said, I was focused on school. I was fully prepared to not play. And was telling myself I was okay with that. I don't think I was actually okay with that. But yeah, just like don't close the doors and jump on those opportunities if you have them. Specifically for younger girls who want to pursue a career in college hockey, the sad reality for women's hockey is that there aren't really many places to go with it after college. That doesn't mean you shouldn't make it a priority. It just means that it shouldn't be the only focus. I'm glad that I chose a school based off of academics, and I just happened to come somewhere as special as here that has its academic caliber as well as an amazing women's hockey program.
Well, one more question before we end the interview is just any shout outs you want to give, and who should we have on the podcast next?
So my answer to both those questions is the same. I'm giving a shout out to my brother, Dylan Eliason. Hi, Dilly. Honestly, you should have him on here. That boy never stops talking and he would love this.
Awesome. We'll definitely have reached out and see what's up, but thank you again so much, Jordan, for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Your time, it means a lot to myself, and I wish you nothing but the best for your future endeavors. I know you're going to do great, whatever ends up happening for you. So best of luck to that.
Thank you. Thank you. And good luck with your junior year.
Thank you.
I've been trying hard to keep my cool, but when you're near, there's nothing that I can do. When you're walking in, I know it's true. It doesn't even matter how hard.